If I may, I've sort of have a lot on my plate today, so I had asked Judy, and I didn't ask everyone else, but if it's okay, if I can maybe sort of ask some of the main questions that had come up at our meeting together. And purely for the sake of communication, would it be okay if I recorded this for the sake of some others who were unable to take time off of work? And you realize that except for the pastor who gets paid this exorbitant salary, everyone else is volunteer labor, and so we thank you. It's sometimes hard to work with volunteer forces, and churches are notoriously hard to work with. So if we have caused any problems with our delays, we do apologize.
Oh, no, not at all.
And from what I have seen about the bidding process, Joe, it seems like the plans that you worked out were very detailed, and a lot of the contractors mentioned that you didn't leave anything out. They were able to read them and to understand your construction and design very well. So all of our input from the contractors is that the plans were just excellent and easy to follow and everything. So thank you for your care and good work on that.
We appreciate that. Ingrid's takes a large part of that credit. She does a real good job of detailing. And we try to put out a good set of plans. We only had maybe a half a dozen questions, which we answered to the generals. So that's pretty good. And the other thing is the bids came in pretty close, comparatively. Sometimes we get them all over the place. And either somebody misses something or they're not. There's a lot of different reasons for variation in bids. Their workload, their understanding of the plans, but I was, other than the cost, I was relatively happy that the pricing came in within reason.
Absolutely.
To be honest with you, I've never been so far off in my thoughts of what something would cost as this project. I was floored when I saw the numbers. I really had no idea. It's just almost absurd that would cost, almost $600,000 to put in an elevator.
Maybe you could sort of go over what were the overruns that surprised you on the
I knew there was a lot of work. There's with the demo, the selective demo, taking the stairs out, doing all those kind of things, and then there was some specialized foundation work, because we, with the pit in the stairwell, we have to go under existing footings, and that can be tricky, excavating in sections, underpinning and going along that way to allow for the pit. If we didn't have a pit, if it could stop right at the floor line, a lot of that could be eliminated. And then the specialized elevator, it's been a while since we've done something other than a standard elevator where you could buy one, from Schindler or something like that and buy it right out of their standard package. And to be honest with you, Detroit Elevator wasn't very much help during the process. They were, we had the guy over a few times at the office and asked him technical questions and things like that, and they really weren't very supportive of that. And I guess $173,000 for the elevator package is just way more than I anticipated. I thought it would be near maybe 100, but to be that far off is just shocking to me. And, there's new regulations with the elevators that cause us some additional cost. The plumbing number was high because we have to, with a hydraulic elevator, we have to have the oil separator, and that has to be piped over to the system in the bathroom. So I know the tank itself, I just put an elevator in last year at a medical building, and the reclaim, the separator itself was about $7,000 just to buy the tank. So. And I guess according to what Ingrid's had some conversations with Detroit Elevator, there's even some new regulations coming down that are going to make elevators even more expensive.
Build quick.
That's what he said.
So, in the elevator, one time there was some discussion of getting by with a rail elevator if we didn't have to lift too far, and somehow that totally went away. The rail elevator is not an option. anymore? Or what is a rail? I was told it was like a forklift truck.
I thought that was with the three stop, not the four.
Well, it was, yeah.
Yeah, there's a platform lift that has a limit vertically with what you can do.
14 feet, I think, yeah. What he says.
So that's a possibility.
So the fact that we're going all the way up to the third level, whatever, that eliminates that possibility. But if we decide we don't need to get to the choir loft, which I know I'm jumping ahead there a little bit, then we might go back to something much less expensive or not?
I think so, yeah. But the other part of this, that getting to the choir loft, when we got into having to cut into the roof line with the laminated beams and do some of that structural work there, that got a little more expensive than I had anticipated as well. So bottom line is, in that location with access to the loft, that added a lot of cost to the project. So, and I know the loft was an important criteria. We could pull it off.
Well, there were a lot of people that wanted it, but
we were working within our budgetary restraints too, and it seemed like it was more possible then than now. Then we have more information. I guess the other so it's both the top and the bottom that are sort of different than we had thought. We had assumed in moving the elevator into the stairwell that we would avoid foundation work, and that was a bad assumption probably.
Well, because the pit still has to be put in, and then you're going below the floor that's already there with the pit, and in a combined area like that. As an example, in the other location on the west side where we had it just going up to the main level, we could do the pit, but it was pulled away from the building, so that it was all part of the initial foundation work. We didn't have to do any underpinning. We just build it, excavate it, and build it. And we still have some excavation here because even the area that the vestibule area before you got into the elevator, that had to be excavated all the way down because we're so close to the church. So we still had excavation in this scheme, the latest scheme that we did over the second scheme that we did. So it seems to me like if we're going to try to make this thing happen, we're not going to save enough, even if we use more of a standard elevator. We're not going to be able to make it happen going up to the choir loft within a reasonable. I would never advocate you spending, you know, $500,000 to $600,000 on an elevator.
Just I don't
think no, and we can't. We
even three and a half is a lot.
Yes, money, you know? And the congregation has really rallied. I mean, we had a pretty good dedicated fund that was building pretty well, and we had a fundraising drive in the last year that was very successful. So I think that we're in a mood to spend the money that we have, but not to take out a mortgage in order to come up to the...
financially doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So I guess the option would be to probably look back towards the second plan and, you know, maybe get that priced out and see where we're at with that. And also try to get away from a corner post elevator configuration, try to reconfigure the inside of that to where we can do either a single door or, you know, a parallel door, pass-through door to get the elevator across.
When you say the second plan, which plan is that?
That would be option C,
the
garden elevator.
I call it garden elevator.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought it was okay.
So you think that maybe going to a three-stop or not all the way up to the loft at that present location would still not be as financially desirable as moving the whole thing out to the garden elevator? Is that right?
That's my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're still going to have the underpinning, all the footings.
Oh, okay.
You're still going to run the...
Even with a different elevator in there, we'd still run into that.
Because it's going up to the four floors.
If we could get away from having a pit, that would make a difference.
But the pit's the key there. It's $80,000. We need to get that underlayment in there to get the pit.
Right.
It's one of the keys.
Exactly.
Get it out of the building, get it outside.
Right.
Well, again, I'm slow because I'm not into this, but we couldn't put a different kind of elevator into the stairwell to avoid the pit. Would that be possible?
When you say a different kind, you mean other than a corner post?
Limited use, limited access type.
Well, that's basically what that one is. It's a little bit larger than that, but it's a custom elevator, and that's where I guess the cost goes up. I could do some research to see if we could find more of a standard elevator that would work in that location, but I think a lot of the costs are still going to be there with the demo.
Okay.
The selective demo and everything. And I know this probably isn't the ideal place to enter the church, but I think it worked.
I was thinking more in terms if we were going to save some architectural costs by just adapting the present site rather than moving the site, or maybe that's not the biggest consideration.
This option isn't really unbelievably detailed or anything,
okay.
So it wouldn't be anything for us to drop back to this.
Okay.
And most of the work would be done outside of the building, which would probably be less.
Yes, for sure. Less disruptive. Virtually everything would be done outside of the building.
And you're kind of doing all new.
Yeah, and you can see where I located the elevator away from church, so the pit would be part of the foundation that we would do.
Brand new.
As a matter of course.
Yeah.
So you have a small basement down there. What I'd like to try to do, though, is work on a configuration to get away from the corner post elevator and see if we could even save some money on the cost of the elevator.
Can I interject and ask a question?
Absolutely.
Yeah. As an elder, the big problem I have with Proposal C is that it breaks into our sanctuary. And I appreciate the fact, however, that being outside the building gets rid of all the demo difficulties of getting the material out and in. And I think it probably makes it easier to build the structure without the reinforcement of the narthex floor, which is in the current plan from the narthex. But in light of the fact that I have a problem personally as an elder with the coming into the sanctuary directly, my question is, would it be feasible, and this is something we're probably going to have to nosh out between us, but just in general, would it be feasible to take the current end location by the office, there's an architectural detail that defines the doorway with the two windows, and take that space, in other words, that general space, and bring it out, and possibly even maybe get into a single door elevator by how we locate the vestibule, so to speak. And in the
where
process,
would that be? I'm not.
Well, talking about the door.
This is kind of the overall
plan. It would be this feature here.
Yeah. He's talking where we had the garden elevator.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
and this the best picture to talk about. That shows the entrance to the church.
Yeah, we'd have to take out a couple pews.
Right, you'd have to break into the church, and so right. Ingress and egress would be right into the church
right.
proper. So what I'm saying is that this, move this to here, you could probably come out to this location, move a few parking spaces, and maybe even, depending on how you do it, you could take one or two of these and put them over here in an angle like that or something. But the main thing is to have everything on the outside, all the way down, demo, everything goes out. The only structure that's significant is the elevator and lobby that comes in here. And then set it up so that the elevator is to one side, so that possibly you could just exit straight out. And it would probably be a through elevator. You'd come in for the backside or something.
Pantry in the basement.
Well, you'd lose that.
Upstairs.
You would lose that, but then you wouldn't break into
the
sanctuary.
I guess before I could give you an opinion, I'd have to revisit.
Yeah.
What that looks like, I don't recall.
You probably didn't look at it, but...
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that when we were doing it. We don't have that on a plan, do we?
Well,
I don't
just
think
a
so.
tiny
no,
scale.
We had talked about putting it in that location before, but we were talking about taking the office, which is there, out. But then that gets back to the same problem that's up front. So.
Yeah, it's safe. Maybe before we get into that, Pastor, did you have other things, because you might not be able to stay as long.
Well, I just in reaction to that, the congregation at one time voted to do option C. So I don't think
know,
that we
like
have
to add that because option C.
I know, but I know, but the last advice to go to another location contained a lot of logistics problems that we did not foresee. Even the architect didn't foresee the problems. And there's a couple of downsides to what you're saying. Number one, the pastor's office is going to be impacted by that, and I don't like that idea.
No, it won't be. The idea is to pull it outside.
I don't think that you can say that it won't be.
Well, if the architect...
I'm just merely stating my opinion. We're not going to solve it by saying it. I'm just taking my point of view on it.
But I just want it on the table.
And I'm stating it to put it on the table. You don't have to defend your idea. I'm putting my idea on the table.
Well, I just say in balance. Your office would not be affected, because if it couldn't be done without affecting your office, it would be affected. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying it's an idea rather than just focusing on C. I think we need to look at an alternative at the end.
And I would like to say that the congregation has looked at C and already positively given its opinion on
it. But they haven't seen the other idea.
That's true.
So anyway, it's something that we're going to have to discuss. But I bring it up to the architect only because if he has an idea on it at some point.
We'd be more than happy to look at that at your direction. Is the issue with the store somebody entering directly into the... Could a vestibule be created?
Well, either way, the person would be entering into the sanctuary through, whether it was through a vestibule or directly. Oh. Actually, there is a vestibule, I think, in your design.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a concern I have. You know, if the congregation, upon looking at all options, decides that's the best one for them, then fine. I have no problem with that. That's something we have to discuss.
And that's very legitimate, because there are pews that occupy that whole space, and it would require a prima facie change in the worship facility. There's no doubt about that.
But it's not like we don't have the room for the number of congregants that we
That's
have.
That's right. That's right.
It truly is. Yeah, the room is not an issue. It's more of, I guess, treating the sanctuary with just being that. That's my concern.
Well, if you decide that that's another option you'd like to look at, we could certainly look at it preliminarily and see what that involves.
Yeah, maybe even if you have time today to just walk around down there and sort of kick it around, maybe some things about it will come to light. But it does seem to me that not chopping into the building avoids a lot of logistics problems that sometimes are unforeseen. I think St. Paul talks about not wanting to build on another's foundation. I think. Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, it was really predicated on trying to get up access to the loft. You know,
yeah.
That's really what drove that proposal. And unfortunately, economically, it just doesn't work.
One of the comments on the Detroit elevator man when they were all here quoting that, and I asked him the difference, and he says it would at least add $40,000 to over.
Yeah, we heard that number too.
Yeah,
it's a custom elevator, but $173,000.
The first hundred is just surprising.
It doesn't register in my brain. That's just a lot of money.
Also, Dan Parkinson, just to let you, I don't know if you saw this message from him, but when I asked him for the line item detail, he sent me this note. We were shocked at the elevator cost, but understand it is a customized design, apparently to meet the church's requirements. We have installed numerous LULA barrier-free lifts in churches over the years, but they have weight restrictions, smaller in size, and only allow a couple people at a time. If this is a product that would work for the church, it may be a viable option instead of a full-service elevator and could save a substantial amount of money, both in initial cost and yearly maintenance. An LULA would not require an elevator pit, so a large portion of the foundation and underpinning work cost would be eliminated too. So
I have to research that, because I've used LULAs before, and they do require a pit as far as I know.
The problem is that the basement floor there is all that grade, and so when you bring the elevator down, you have to get above over that grade, even if you get the elevator floor directly on it.
That's right.
So some form of pit, and then once you start getting into the floor, then you start getting into the floor.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, the limited use one, it has enough room for a wheelchair and one person pushing it in, and that's it. They're very small, very narrow. And we've used them, and Dealer Bridal has one. Actually, they used to be more cost-effective, because they used to have a swing door on them and then a gate that you pulled across. Now those state regulations require a biparting door, which made them even more expensive.
Cherry Hill Presbyterian.
They have one. So, I apologize. I was absolutely shocked at the cost. But I guess when you tear it all apart, every little piece of it, it's legitimate. And you got three bids that were close. So,
yeah. The roof, I see the roof, the footer, and the elevator, and partly the beam and the beam all taken out.
Right.
Joe just spoke.
I highlighted.
He went through those before we came.
Now, some of the things that, you know, I could say to you, honestly, if we did a premium design and really a lot of detail there, but it's pretty functional. I mean, there's a little bit that could be, we could go from the metal roof to a shingle roof on the low roof. You know, that's not substantial cost. I started looking at that, and we might be able to save, you know, $30,000. It doesn't solve the problem. It's a, you know, it's a functional, it's what we need to accomplish what we want to try to accomplish. I can't really take a lot of detail out of it that's going to substantially change the cost, in my mind.
Anyway. It's basically going up to the balcony that's really adding.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And we cut in, you know, it added some steel and a higher shaft, a lot of things. You can see this one's pretty simple. It's just an addition onto the side of that area that's projected now. There's still some issues with that, but, you know, you've got to dig down and excavate. But
So you wouldn't even recommend if we did the three-stop, but in the same location that we were thinking, that still probably wouldn't help us bring down the
cost? I think it's going to be difficult to get in that location to get down to that budget.
Steel and mortar.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, we can stay far enough away from the church where this pit doesn't cause us an issue. It'll be done as part of that basement wall, and you're good to go.
The other thing I was thinking too with that one at the end, the only reason that I thought it might be better is I think the way you break into the fellowship hall, you actually have to bring something, the vestibule, right adjacent to that wall and then have a hole to get into the fellowship hall.
Yes.
I think
and
you're right.
That's a, you know, main wall, and I was thinking at the end of the entranceway, if you did that, if it's possible, that you would still have to break in, but it's in a limited area. You know what I mean? And plus the reinforcement around there where the walls being contained is small and short, and the load that's already on it, because you don't have the heavy roof there. So
right.
That it might be easier to do.
Yes, you're exactly right. But one of the tricks is to try to redesign this to, if this is the option that we go with, to try to make this more of a standard off-the-shelf type elevator.
The one you have that's set now, is that a single door or a double door?
This one here?
The C proposal, yeah.
That's a corner post elevator. You came in this way, entered the side, and then it went up the 3 feet, and then you came out this side.
What if we were to kind of, if we decide to stay in that corner, to move it up so that you come in, building, elevator, you come in, actually between the building or along the side, have your vestibule or some side, and then have a single door go down and underneath, build a vestibule underneath it with double top.
That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. That way you have your
we have to look at this entirely differently now to see what we can do to get that elevator cost down. You know, we're going to need a spot for the oil interceptor. You know, so there's some things that we have to look at and take care of in this way. It can't be in the elevator equipment room. It has to be in a separate space. But, you know, that I can deal with. We can even put it below grade, I believe. It depends on how deep the plumbing is that we have to attach to. I guess we're going to probably have to get into the kitchen to get into a sanitary line from the oil interceptor into the kitchen. So we've got
to
do a little bit of
research.
Do you
have to use the current sewers to do that?
Can we go outside?
No, what I mean to say is it to go into the kitchen would be to what? Access the sewer system? Right?
Yeah, the sanitary system.
Sanitary.
Yes.
Because I think on the present one, maybe we're going to go into the sink in the janitor's closet.
Right, that's what we're going to do.
Because I was going to say, if you use the entranceway and build it on at the end of it and not affect any other part of the building, just except to enter into it and whatever equipment you need, you'd have a space perhaps in the pantry area to the side where you could put that in there and you could draw a line right from there, probably. I don't know how, but because you'd have to go below grade slightly, but you could probably do that on the floor right off the wall and access the sanitary sewer by the sink on the floor.
I'm not familiar with the kitchen.
Where's the wall right on this? The wall that's adjacent to the stairs. Where the
would it just be good to go and look?
It would be, totally.
In that location, the electrical access would be closer
to
the
closer.
Yeah.
Exactly. That
and I mean,
here is the only place
by the kitchen, we also have the bathroom there. So there's got to be sanitary
water.
Yeah. Maybe
it would services that you need. So.
Maybe it would be a good idea to just go look at that location that Gary's talking about.
Ask, were you excited at all about the proposal to go outside with the electrical, go outside the building and trench it rather than pipe it all around the ceiling. Didn't they contact you about
that? Yeah, I didn't hear much about that, but it didn't seem to me like what we were doing was just running conduit up in a corner.
He was talking about that it'd be a large pipe, that they'd a conduit pipe, that they'd have to run two wires through, and all the bends we have around. And so,
it didn't seem to me like that was a big, major issue, you know, coming through the fellowship hall and coming to the front. It was just distance more than anything. And, you know, new panel, because we don't have the proper panel down there. I didn't understand the proposition of going outside, and it didn't seem to.
There were lots of wires running already through that area when we looked. Because the phone and the electricity comes underground from that pole into the building, so.
I have the note from that was from DeSalvo. He says, please note, as an ad alternative, our electrical contractor has suggested taking the power source out into the parking lot and around the front of the building in lieu of going through the basement and other elevations. The cost of the electrical work is included in our basement. The saw cutting, the asphalt demolition, excavating, and patchwork will cost an additional $1,800.
How much?
$1,800.
I'm not sure if they anticipated that going underground.
Well,
we didn't.
But we wouldn't have that problem if we went with C.
Right.
So it kind of looks like the stairway elevator is not going to work. That's what I'm kind of gathering from what everybody's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not
and
sure.
And that's what's really adding.
Yeah, the revisions that we had talked about in committee that were that could have made it possible don't sound like they're workable. So
do we agree we should maybe look at what Gary's talking about?
I'd be more than happy to. Yeah, we need to look at all options at this point. That's our jobs.
I mean,
C
is your basis. Obviously, that's the one that we're going to compare it to. And, you know, it's something that we're familiar with. Getting into the sanctuary and some other issues with breaking the walls right on the main foundation of the church.
And one of the things that Gary was talking to me about was that the fact that the school juts out so far anyway, it would be no farther than what the school is jutting out.
Even though it was a little bit, it's still, you know, there's still an impediment there. And if you look at our traffic pattern, the area in front of that door basically, other people letting somebody off in general, it's not used because you have to turn the corner here. So, I mean, there's ways to. I don't know if we could put like some of the handicap parking spaces in the block off area that's where it is now and reshuffle because at the end of that area there's a power pole. So maybe that's a problem. I don't know if the city would say go out. There's a way to not necessarily lose spaces to provide a place for people to let people off in the parking. I mean, just a concept.
I would assume if it made a difference of one or two or three spaces, it's probably inconsequential.
Probably.
You got
it's better to consider maybe having no loss or adding some
rather than
losing.
Right. Sure. So we'd be more than happy to you know, look at that.
This new proposal, whatever we're calling it, would be out into this space somewhere?
Yeah, this is where you come into the church and go down into the kitchen area.
Yep.
Gary's proposing the elevator be
right
here.
Right in front of the door. The
right,
door
essentially.
There.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough room. I mean, you might have to come out and then maybe expand it a little bit. You know, the idea is to get the whole elevator tower away from the building to
exactly.
Do it, not just a total pit, because that's something to make
exactly.
Sure. And that way you can put whatever you need in the ground or whatever, and it's fresh.
Yeah, pretty much the same as what was happening.
Right, exactly.
Here.
Yeah.
But that would eliminate the use of that door.
No, well, I envision that you'd enter into the door, you'd have space, depending on the size of the elevator, if there's space for it, and then you'd have a passageway to the current stairs, and you'd enter at that level, as it were, to the elevator. You'd go up to the current walkway, it's at the top of the stairs, about four steps up.
Right.
And that rather than demoing the whole thing, you'd just add to at that point. So try to get away from cutting steel, try to get away from adding structure, because you already have structure. Now, I mean, of course, you're going to have to put a... Well, you wouldn't even have to put a hole there because you're going to build outside of that. So the whole existing structure stays the same. There's no steel going in at that point, at least not anticipated.
Yeah, the only thing we'd have to do is where we connect to the existing building, we'd have to drop the footings down to the lower level because that's been excavated at one time. So we just have to step the footings down wherever we attach.
So in other words, the current footing under that end would have to come down a little bit to meet the
our new footing would have to drop down to meet the the depth of the current footing.
Oh yeah, but that footing there is pretty much just below that level anyway.
Right.
So it'd be somewhat similar to see.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah,
I will ask to be excused. I think I've got all my questions about the former project answered. Thank you very much for that information and for your expertise. If with your permission, I'll go. I'll leave this though. If you feel that if you go and look at the site and get some ideas and want to come back and discuss, if you feel that it's a good thing to record, all you do is flip this switch on. And it'll record again for those who are not here. If you're just talking off the top of your heads and don't think that it's productive, you don't have